The Kingdom of Bhutan lies nestled in the Himalayas between India and China. It has an official religion, Tantric Buddhism, and it has long isolated itself from outside influences. But in the last 30 years, Bhutan has slowly been opening up to the rest of the world. Recently, commentator Paul Rosenzweig paid a visit. While he was there, he met the Prime Minister, the Labor Minister, and the Chief Justice, and he witnessed the unveiling of Bhutan's new draft constitution.
A new constitution is a revolutionary moment in any country. Many are drafting new constitutions around the world these days. Iraq and Afghanistan right now, South Africa just a few years ago. And it's a hard enough job as it is. Now, imagine that your country has been isolated from the world for hundreds of years and is steeped in Buddhist religion and culture. The result is an amazing, fascinating new type of revolution. And you can see it today in the draft of the first constitution for Bhutan, released in March. Portions of the constitution would look familiar to Westerners. It proposes a parliamentary democracy and protects many of the same fundamental rights found in the American Constitution, freedom of speech and the press, for example. But amidst all that familiarity, the Bhutanese draft constitution is fundamentally different. And most of the differences can be traced to the Buddhist religion. America, more than 200 years after our constitution was drafted, is still struggling to decide how religious our official society can be. Iraq, as it drafts its new constitution, is trying to decide how much of Islamic law to adopt as secular law. Bhutan has made its choice clear. Buddhism, they say, is the spiritual and cultural heritage of the country. And that means that Buddhism is an integral and vital part of the new constitution. Take one fascinating example. Buddhist theology finds its way into the constitution in the form of a state commitment to maximize gross national happiness. It is hard to conceive of a country where the stated purpose is to make the citizens happy. But there it is in Bhutan. Another example. Right next to the section on fundamental rights, there's a section on fundamental duties. And most of those duties are derived from Buddhist culture. So the Constitution, in a requirement that is very unusual to Western eyes, actually requires citizens to be good Samaritans. It says, a person shall have the responsibility to provide help to the greatest possible extent to victims of accidents and in times of natural calamity. There's also a constitutional duty to be a pacifist, to uphold justice, and to act against corruption. I can't even begin to imagine provisions like that in a Western constitution. Bhutan is at a remarkable moment in its history, starting with a constitution based on underlying Buddhist principles, a mixture never before tried in human history.
Paul Rosenzweig is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation.